pocket over you. I'll be the king of wishful thinking.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. And Tim Williams, timwilliams.com, rocking it out, bringing us back in. This is my wife, Teresa, right here. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mark. you're so explosive right now. I'm a little nervous.
That's right.
I might scoot a little bit away from you.
That's right. Yeah. And we are also joined by a new friend from the DIY Network, star of Megadens.
Yes.
Here with none other than...
The Grundy. From Cool Tools.
And saying how much he's enjoying a break from him. Huh.
Oh, don't tell Grundy that. No.
He's so going to tell him that.
I love him.
That's okay. Actually, he invited me to France yesterday.
He did?
Totally.
I think that's some bull. He didn't invite me to France.
Well, kind of. I invited myself.
What do you... Grundy. How do you spell Grundy?
With a big G.
Big old pile of G.
Just G.
So you're here.
So Anitra says, Anitra Mekadon, who is our guest.
Yes.
I got to say your whole name.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we follow you on Twitter.
Yes, we're friends.
Yes. And have you gone to her website? It's under construction.
Sweet.
You guys, my life is under construction.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
We're busy, man. We're always filming. Megadens is a crazy fun show to do. And we are starting filming our third season. So, yeah, we are under construction. 24/7.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
And you were on, what was the program you were on, sharing your Super Bowl fantasy room?
CBS This Morning.
Yes, just last week.
Yeah, having some fun on that show. It's a fun show to do.
So cool.
Yeah.
So what is in your, like, in your mega den Super Bowl or, like, any kind of, like...
Any mega den.
Yeah.
Megadens are all about bringing the family back together again, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to know your family. If you don't know your family, then you shouldn't be designing your Megaden.
So, do you ever find that when you, like, meet a family that they aren't really, like, jiving with each other? Do you have to do anything like interventions with them?
So what she really means is, what if the family hates each other?
No. No, you all love each other, don't you?
We love each other. But, yeah, we're contractors, too, and... I've been in that room where people don't like each other and they're not getting along. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden, you're their psychoanalyst too.
Yes.
And you have to say, well, I realize you want cherry cabinets. How else may I help you with your personal problems?
No, we do. We have to assess and kind of help people out. And we become their everything, their therapist. And kind of their, it's funny because in the end, we're like their saviors. I mean, right. Even though... Really, we're just, it sounds like we're just building a room, but we're not. We're changing their lives because we give them something that they could hang out in and just be together, be happy. You know, it's like it, when you change your environment, you change your life. I mean, life is stressful. We're out on the go 24/7, running around like crazy people. You should have this super cool place to relax and a place you actually want to be in when you get home. So when you give them that, it's like you've just given them the world.
Wow.
So speaking of that, like, what is your super cool, fun place to relax when you go home?
My super cool, fun place to relax when I go home is my bed. Because I never get to be there. Yeah, it totally.
Hello,
is.
Old friend.
I've missed you. Pillow.
Yeah.
Come to me, blanket.
No, but you know, I am. It's terrible. I'm a big TV kind of chick. I love TV. We were raised. We sat down in front of the TV and never left it. So I'm all about the TV, and I do have a cozy environment. I got some funky stuff around. Don't be eyeing me, boy.
I don't even know what that means. I just got a don't be eyeing me, boy.
You're going to use that later.
I got to look out at the crowd here to see if anybody else is reacting to that as dumbfoundedly as I am.
No.
So you watch TV and somehow I'm a jerk. Okay, no. You'd get along with my wife well.
I mean, you guys, if you could see the look he was just giving me, don't
Mark
judge me.
Mark is really good at watching TV. I want to give him credit for that. Yes.
I'm spectacular at watching TV.
Yeah. Are you?
You like sit still.
If there was an Olympic team of TV, yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, we're thumbing it. I don't know if you guys
can
see
this movement.
Are you
kidding me? You're awesome.
Yes, but I'm DIY all day long. I mean, I even, yeah. I even go home and DIY. It's true.
You DIY nice. Your CV. You turn it on yourself.
I do. I love it. I love watching people mess stuff up. You know, it's like the tear down and the just ripping stuff apart. I live for it.
Must be watching our videos.
Yeah.
So of the mega dens that you've done, mm-hmm. is there one that stands out as the best, the hardest, the easiest, your favorite?
The one that made you crazy?
Yeah, the one where you wanted to wring someone's neck. And I'm going for violence here, so pick that one.
Look, man, my boys, the Shalabas, are the bomb. These guys could build everything. So, I mean, had there been some that kicked our tuckuses? Yeah, like the Lucky Show, first season. That was a crazy show, and we were doing that reveal wee into the night. But, no, my favorite, I would have to say, is did you guys see the backyard drive-in? No. It was a crazy show. Don't worry, I don't hate you. We're going to discuss this later, though. When people aren't listening.
See, the reason I said no.
You just keep getting in trouble over and over again.
The reason I said no and fell on the grenade is because I didn't want to look like, yeah, we saw it. Don't ask me any questions.
No.
So I have a question.
Yeah, that was great. That was in the backyard.
So I have a personal question. So if I'm not feeling well one day and I can't really give him a hard time,
yes.
can I just call you?
Absolutely.
And just give him, like, you know, go all at it?
24/7.
Total.
That's it.
I have backup now.
Dear Grundy.
He invited me to France, remember?
Yeah, that's right. To the Cannes Film Festival.
I'm gonna talk to Grundy later.
You have
too.
To talk to Grundy.
You guys,
about that.
Grundy is insane. He's so much fun.
Yes.
He is so much fun to work with. I mean, we're here doing the Cool Tools Builder Show special, and it's like I couldn't be happier. I'm like a pig in you know what. There is stuff everywhere for me to look at. You know, I love all this stuff. It's like flooring, all kinds of crazy stuff.
What's jumping out at you?
You know, I got the most excited about a hinge. What does that say about me?
Lots.
That says a lot of good things, actually.
And I'm going to write it down on my website.
I did. I got excited about a secret spy door hinge.
Really?
I got excited about everything, the cost, everything. I was like, this is the bomb. You could hide anything back there. You could hide a secret room back there, bar, whatever.
You mean for a big, giant door?
Yeah, it's a bookcase. You have a bookcase, hinge,
you're talking
door,
like Batcave
secret
kind of
spy,
stuff.
007.
Do you pull the book out and then the door opens?
No, that's Scooby-Doo, but that would totally rock.
That is Scooby-Doo, isn't it?
That would totally rock. See?
You could totally make your own like little retreat to watch the History Channel in, instead of having to go up on the roof, which is where he goes now to like have his alone time, because that's the only place I won't go.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like, to get away, he goes to the roof.
I have to roof the house.
Okay.
Yeah, good times.
I'm sorry.
Good times in our house. We get along just fine.
You don't want to be naughty, at our house. Yeah, you get in trouble.
I think you two need a mega den.
We would love a mega den.
With a secret spy door.
You should see our family room. There's a hole in the ceiling. It's all like there's a half-built wall. It is the worst room in our house.
There's a hole in the ceiling and half-built wall?
Yeah. And by hole in the ceiling,
and you guys do
means
what for a living?
Flower, just, wallpaper, yeah. and just like
just
it's
say
crumbling.
It one more time for us. What do you do for a living?
Home improvement expert.
Yes,
the
I know.
Wallpaper, original wallpaper.
It's the worst
wallpaper.
Room in the house. Yeah. Tell you.
So the cobbler's daughter has no shoes.
That's
kind of
it.
The same?
Yeah,
that's kind of
no. So my house is that way too. What would you say if I told you I don't have any floors?
I'd say you must be able to balance on the joists nicely.
I have subfloor. I ripped it all out. I'm like, I'm going to get to it. I'll get to it when I'm just too busy building megadens.
Right on.
Right?
Yeah.
And you love the tear down as much as you love the build up.
Yes. Give me a sledgehammer. Yeah.
Yeah. You like to go sluggo when you knock them down?
Maybe it's a Northeastern thing, man. We do. We like to get in there and just get dirty and just rip it apart.
Yeah, we just punch it.
The guys are so neat and orderly about the teardown, and I just get, you know, I'm like, come on, just smash it.
Sounds about right.
But it's the heart of the DIYer.
Yeah.
Demolition is about careful deconstruction.
Yeah.
When you want to go fast, if you want to go furious,
look,
get all Vin Diesel on it.
We do.
You know what I mean? Tank top all ripped up.
DIY is about getting in there and getting dirty, right? So throw a little spin kick on the wall. Hey, it's fine.
Spin kick. Let's see.
We haven't done that yet.
You have enough wire. Let's go.
Can we spin kick?
Let's get all last airbender on this.
Maybe I should do it to you?
Yeah. Try to make contact with my jaw.
Give it a good kick.
Nice.
You guys couldn't see that at home, but I was fierce.
It was so fierce. Like, 40 people, like, talked. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
now you're a very attractive young woman. Do you also get fierce when you take photographs? Do you all go, like... Ooh, how was that?
Was
for
that
Fierce?
Blue Steel? That was Blue Steel, totally. Do you remember that?
That's just like,
I don't know. She watches Project Runway all day long.
No. Oh,
so they're all talking about being fierce. I know about that stuff.
I'm more of the silly girl, you know? I like to have fun and, you know, I'm not.
So you don't go all fierce in the photo shoot?
I don't go fierce. But that face you just made was hot. You should totally do that again.
Please don't encourage him. We're married. We're together all day.
See, here's my
problem. If you tell him that's a good thing, I will see that
again
tonight, tomorrow, next week. 4 years from now.
I'm like, my inside my body is like if you take a bottle and empty it out, that's how full I am inside. So the fact that you gave me a fake compliment, I believe it. Okay? Anything to fill up the empty void.
Oh, we have to go to break, dear.
That'll fill up a void.
That will fill up a void.
We'll be back with more from the DaVinci Roofscapes booth at the International Builders Show with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you? You've got some work to do now.